AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. National Transportation Safety Board investigators recovered the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder from the American Airlines jet that collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter and crashed in the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. At least 28 bodies have been pulled from the icy waters. 64 people were on the jet, 3 soldiers on the helicopter, and officials believe there were no survivors. Daryl Feller is a retired Army National Guard helicopter pilot.
I had that exact same incident several years ago where I was flying south down the route at night, and there was a commercial jet landing on 33, and I could not see him. I lost him in the city lights there in Anacostia.
The airspace around D.C. is congested and complex. A combination aviation experts have long worried could lead to catastrophe. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
An FAA report obtained by the AP says the tower's staffing was not normal. What happened?
We don't know what we know just yet.
The NTSB's Todd Inman, hours after President Trump seemed to blame the accidents on air traffic controllers, the helicopter's pilots, and democratic diversity policies, claiming without evidence the FAA's been hiring subpar controllers. And later signing an executive order telling the agency to scrap any DEI initiatives.
We want the most competent people. We don't care what race they are.
The president was in the Oval Office, roughly 3 miles from where rescuers were still pulling bodies from an icy Potomac River. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump administration changes have upended the U.S. agency charged with providing humanitarian aid to countries overseas, with dozens of senior officials put on leave, thousands of contractors laid off. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the government is not a charity. This is AP News. Today marks 5 years since Britain left the European Union.
At 11 p.m. on January the 31st, 2020, people and businesses are still wrestling with the economic, social, and cultural aftershocks of a decision that divided the country. For businesses, Brexit has meant new red tape, costs, and delays to trading with the 27 EU countries. Brexit supporters argue that short-term pain will be offset by Britain's new freedom to strike trade deals around the world, though so far they have had only a minor impact. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has promised to reset relations with the EU after years of acrimony, but rejoining the bloc remains a distant prospect. Karen Shamas, London.
Dick Button, an Olympic great and voice of figure skating on TV, died at 95. Button was the winner of 2 Olympic gold medals and 5 consecutive world championships. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.